5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I can't love you too much. You do all the living while I do all the giving. Lord, I love you too much.
Too much.
Well, you spend all my money too much. I have to share your honey too much. When I want some love, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started. A fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. I need your hug. Please be mine. Need a good near me. Stay real close. Please, please, hear me.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
You know, recently we did a show all focused on 1956, the year it all began for Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Very good show. We got a lot of good responses to it, but the big thing is, what happened next? After 1956, it really took off, so we thought we'd do a show today where we just continue that story.
Right, 1957.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on in 1957. We'll be talking all about that. You know, there was movies going on, lots of recording sessions, and, you know, you're going to share the timeline, actually, throughout the show today.
Good thing he was young, because the boy was busy.
Mm-hmm. Making movies and doing all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to share all the pop culture and things that were going on in and around Elvis at that time in 1957. And as always, you've got some fun stories you're going to share today. A Jordanaires story, because they were very much a part of 1957.
Oh, exactly.
So we're going to hear from the Jordanaires via TL and a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And another story, Cousin Billy Smith.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little story that he shared on his page or his YouTube page.
Yeah, Elvis Fans Matters,
yeah.
His YouTube page. And it's a personal story, so we thought we'd do something personal.
Yeah, they do a good job over there, so we support them 100%. But we support one guy 150%, that's Elvis Presley. So let's get 1957 off to a rock and roll start. What do you think?
Yeah.
Don't tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he got to meet everybody having lunch for no way.
Your jeans, fellas. Grease back that hair. Grab your poodle skirts, ladies, and put on the bobby socks. We're going back to the 1950s on Blue Suede Connection.
I got a woman, he or she can be. She crossed his path last night. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean as me. Kiss her hard, she proved my lips. Hurts so good, my heart just slips. I got a woman.
Like they got them in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Ooh, they love you like no one can.
Ah!
It makes you awful glad that you were born a man. Hey, if you ain't been there.
Been there.
Man, you ain't been nowhere.
Nowhere.
The living's lazy and the loving's fine.
It's so fine.
If you feel low down,
low down,
so help me, Hannah.
Hannah,
you should lose the blues and lose the oozy, oozy, Anna.
So get the lead.
Get the lead.
Out of your jeans.
Get the lead out of your jeans and hot put it down, hot put it down. And where? New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Louisiana, baby, tells you stay a while.
Yeah.
Live it up,
yeah.
Love it up,
yeah.
Some style, we're down in New
Orleans. New Orleans.
You know. You know, thanks to Elvis and that rock and roll revolution that happened in 1956, 1957 was flooded with lots of great rock and roll artists who were coming out and making big hits.
Exactly, yeah.
So I have here Billboard's top 10 1957 songs of that year.
All right.
Number 10, That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Number 9, Diana by Paul Anka.
Mm.
Number 8, Tammy by Debbie Reynolds.
Nice.
Number 7, Butterfly by Charlie Gracie. I'm not familiar with Charlie Gracie.
I don't know who that is, no.
Don't Forbid Me comes in at number 6 by Pat Boone.
Huh.
Number 5, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey. Number 4, we all remember this one, Young Love by Tab Hunter.
Mm.
Number 3, Little Darlin' by The Diamonds. Number 2, Love Letters in the Sand by Mr. Pat Boone.
Ah.
And, of course, the number 1 song of that year was All Shook Up by a little guy named Elvis Aaron Presley.
You know, when you read a list like that, you realize how badly we needed Elvis.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin Sheen was a big Elvis fan. You've heard from him before, and we're going to hear from him again. Right here he is talking about Elvis and that revolution.
He was unbelievable. He was revolutionary, you know. I mean, he just changed the way we listened and had a profound effect on all of us, culturally and musically and emotionally and spiritually, everything. Yeah. Still miss him, man. You know, it's hard to believe he's gone because there's so much still reflective of it.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, where I found you, the moon stood still.
Like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, please don't ask. ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up. You're so young and beautiful, and I love you so. Your lips so rare, your eyes that shine, shame the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine and kiss me tenderly. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me. You're so young and beautiful. You're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch are all I'm dreaming of. Oh, take this heart I offer you and never set me free. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me.
That's one of them there pretty songs you hear in Jailhouse Rock, the soundtrack, Young and Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was a big movie in 1957. We'll be talking more about that in a little bit. You know, we say this is a weekly party, and that very much is what it is, and we talk about all the grief fun we have here on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do our part. We provide the music and the wonderful entertainment with our dashing personalities.
Okay.
But we need you to do your part by coming and visiting us on our YouTube pages, and TL is going to tell you how to do all that stuff right now.
All righty. So first place is come on over to Facebook and type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar or website, bluesuedeconnection.com.
Boy, could we make it any easier?
We're everywhere.
It's not a party without you guys, so make sure you do it. And definitely check out that YouTube page and come and like us. And
it's growing.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's growing. We love it. And that's the whole point, to keep this here Elvis thing going. What do you think, baby?
Absolutely.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
You don't like crazy music. You don't like rocking bands. You just want to go to a movie show and sit there holding hands. You are so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't like a hot rod racing, driving late at night. You just want to park where it's nice and dark. You just want to hold me tight. You're so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I knew. No one else can love me like you do. Why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you were so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Care, care, I don't care.
Play that funky bass, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Yes, absolutely.
You are so square, baby. I don't care. That's from Jailhouse Rock once again. Great soundtracks. The two big soundtracks. Actually, there's three. All of them great music. Those 50 soundtracks were the best, really, as far as the music of the movies are concerned. And by the way, coming up in a little bit, we're going to do a little compare and discuss session of a particular song that Elvis did. He did a fast, really fast version of it. And he did a very slow version of it. And you and I will kind of dissect that and discuss what we like better, and we'll see what our friends out there think, too.
Absolutely.
All right, but before we get to all that good stuff and more music, we've got to share a little bit about the timeline of 1957. Whew. What was going on in the life of Elvis Presley that year, babe?
Let me tell you, this young man's so busy. He starts out January 6th. He makes his third appearance in the Ed Sullivan Show in New York. Then he celebrates his birthday at home January 8th, his 22nd birthday.
He's a baby.
I know how young he was. He spends basically January and February in recording studios in Hollywood. He spends most of January at the Paramount soundstage.
Right.
Then he also goes over to the recording session radio records there in Hollywood in February. In March, he's busy with filming Loving You.
Yeah.
He goes back to Graceland in the middle of March and hands over the keys to his mother and father. So he's bought Graceland in
March.
They
own the mansion now.
They own it, yeah. He performs for 12,000 fans at the International Amphitheater in Chicago. Ooh. Wearing that gold suit we all know about, $2,500
gold suit. The nudie suit, nudie suit.
The one he hated, that suit, too. Then towards the end of March, he's still performing. He's in St. Louis. He's in Fort Worth. He's in Detroit, Buffalo, Canada twice in April. He heads up to Canada. That's his one and only time performing out of the country.
Right, right.
Back to Philadelphia towards the middle of April, April 22nd. He goes back to Graceland to be there when they install the gates, the famous gates.
Oh, the music gates.
Yeah, he goes back. Cool. They're built. They're custom built. And he goes back to make sure they're delivered and installed properly.
Uh-huh.
April 30th, he is back in the studio again, this time Radio Records in Hollywood, recording stuff for Jailhouse Rock.
Wow.
Pooh, and it just keeps going. We'll have to get
and
some
yeah.
more.
Part two's coming in the second hour, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it just keeps going and going. Good thing he's 22, like I said.
Absolutely. All right, well, you know, when they always say when you work with great people, it brings out greatness in you.
Yeah.
And Walter Matthau played the heavy Maxie Field, you know, in King
right,
Creole.
Right.
And Elvis
mm-hmm.
loved working with him. And let's get a little insight into from Walter about Elvis and how that went down a little bit.
Well, actually, he was a very modest kid, or at least he behaved that way with me, and very polite. The first thing he said to me was, "Mr. Matthau," he said, "if you could help me out with this acting, I sure would appreciate it." And I said, "Elvis, I've seen you act. You don't need any help from me."
I stacked chairs and bottles and swept the floor up of every joint on Bourbon Street. It's gotten so I look longer at a dame with clothes on and one without. I'm not a hoodlum, but I am a hustler.
There's a man in New Orleans, and he's a rock and roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole.
Yeah.
The king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that sauce she wrote. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know it's gone, 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 at a peck of chicken king Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know it's gone, 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 and a pack of chicken king Creole. Something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. When he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 and a peck of chicken King Creole.
Yeah, go.
You know he's gone, 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 a chicken King.
My darling, say I'm yours.
my darling, say I'm your darling. The first and the last and love.
Nice song. A lot of echo in that one, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the 50s stuff, there was a lot of echo, but that's all right. It works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's some random 1957 stuff that was going on. Philadelphia's American Bandstand becomes a national TV show in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
We all know all about that one. Stan Laurel refuses to ever perform again after the death of his friend and partner, Oliver Hardy.
Oh, wow.
The price of a bottle of Coke was 5 cents.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't you imagine? Elvis Presley asks the audience in attendance at a Seattle concert to please rise for the national anthem. And then he breaks into Hound Dog.
Oh, my. Okay.
His sense of humor was going on back then, even then. Huh?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So I talked about this. Now, we know that he did Loving You in 1957, a very successful movie and one of his best films, one of his most loved films.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know the title song, I Will Spend My Whole Life Through.
Right.
And you're going to hear that first. But then we're going to follow that up with a different version made that was never used in the movie. And then you and I are going to come back and talk about it and see which one we think is better, okay?
All right.
I love it. I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you, makes no difference where I go or what I may do. You know that I've always been loving you, just you. And if I'm seen with someone new, don't be blue, don't you be blue. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you. There is only one for me, and you know who. You know that I'll always be loving you. I will spend my whole life through loving you, loving you. Winter, summer, spring, thank you, loving you. Just loving you makes no difference to where I go or what I do. You know that I'll always be loving you. If I'm seen with someone new, don't be blue, don't you be blue. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you. There's only one for me, and you will get, you know who. You know that I'll always be
What a difference in a song. Whew. Totally different vibe, everything. What is your thoughts?
Wow, geez. No, I'm still going to go with the first one.
I knew it. I knew you would say that. That's fine.
Why? Because I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah, and I guess you got it. We all know the slow version. We all know that. So
that's
obviously, you know, the better version. But that's a fun version, though.
It is fun. I mean, I'm glad that it's there for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would have. I don't know. Do you think it would have been a big hit?
No.
I think the other one definitely.
It sort of takes you back to the beginning for Elvis, Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Right.
You know, everybody,
right.
Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. And then, you know, Blue Moon, you know.
Right, kinda, right.
I mean, he was thinking that way back then.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You know, different version, different way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I thought that'd be fun. We'd love to hear everybody's version at home, what they think. Call us and let us know or write to us and let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which one did you dig the most? All right, let's get back into it. But that was an alternate version of that hit right there, Treat Me Nice. Having fun recording there back in 1957.
Woo.
In those studio sessions that you were talking about a little while ago.
Yeah.
And you're going to share a lot more about 1957, what was going on in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to share one of your fine stories with us. Mm-hmm. Will it be the Jordanaire story or will it be Cousin Billy Smith's story?
All right.
I guess we all got to stay around and find out.
There we go.
Happening right here, right now on what show is this, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, move along. Keep moving. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But love me. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
If you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue. Only I would beg and steal,
beg and steal, just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine.
So close to mine.
Darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal.
He would beg and steal.
Just to feel.
Yes, just to feel.
Your heart.
I want your heart.
Beating close to mine.
So close to mine.
Wherever you ever go. Begging on my knees, all I ask is please, please love me. Oh, yeah.
Definitely on my top five songs of Elvis, especially in the 50s stuff. That's one of my favorites right there. Right. Love me.
That's your dad's favorite song.
Yeah,
right?
He liked that one, yeah.
Yeah.
The Jordanaires were very well featured in that song, and they were all throughout the 50s and 60s. They were so important on a lot of the Elvis recordings. And,
right, right.
That's going to lead us to your little story you're going to share with
us. So this is a twist on this story. We've all heard kind of the beginning of how they met Elvis, and this comes from the Jordanaires website, that in 55, Elvis had come up to them backstage while he was opening for Eddie Arnold in Memphis. And he just said, you know, he at that time he was at Sun. And he just said, you know, if I ever get a major recording label, I'd really love you guys to come sing backup.
Mm-hmm.
And Stoker said, yeah, you know, let us know, you know. But he said, honestly, we got that a lot from a lot of young artists and we never really expected to hear from him. But of course, Elvis did get the RCA contract and he did ask for them on his January 56 recording session with RCA. Now, Chet Atkins, the famous guitarist, was the producer, co-producer of that session. And instead of actually getting the entire Jordanaires, he only asked Stoker to come. And instead, he brought in Ben and Brock Spear was their name. And so Stoker, Ben, and Brock Spear actually were the ones that sang on I Was the One and the Heartbreak Hotel song.
Wow, cool.
So he kind of only half did what Elvis wanted. So Elvis went through, in his polite way, he went through that January session. But then when April came around, he said, no. I want all of the Jordanaires. So he did finally actually get his way. And then, of course, he worked with them all through the, 71,
I think. Very cool. Interesting story. It is a different twist there.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing, too. Chet
Stoker said when Chet called him, he said, can just you come in and sing with this new singer? He probably won't be around for long.
Oh, little did they know, huh?
Yeah, right?
All right, here's a good song. This features the Jordanaires, too. It's called Don't Leave Me Now.
Don't leave me now.
Don't leave me now.
Now that I need you, how blue and lonely I'd be if you should say we're through.
Don't say we're through.
Don't break my heart. Nothing for me if you should leave me now.
Don't leave me now.
What good is dreaming if I must dream all alone by myself? Like a book on a shelf. Come to these arms. These arms that need you. Don't close your eyes to my plea. Don't leave me now.
Don't leave me now.
Don't close your eyes, I plead. Don't you leave me now.
Don't leave me now.
Danny is my name. Oh, yes.
My name should be trouble. My name should be woe. For trouble and heartache is all that I know. But Danny, yes, Danny is my name.
Oh, 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 yes, oh, oh, yes.
My life has been empty, my heart has been torn. It must have been raining, oh, yes, the night I was born. My name.
Danny is my name. Oh, oh yes.
Ooh, I'm so afraid of tomorrow. So tired of today. They say that love is the answer. Someone unknown. So if you should find it, oh, yes, and if you're alone, oh, Danny, yes, Danny is my name.
Oh, 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 yes.
You know, two very important things to Elvis that he really loved was gospel music, and he loved the holiday season. He loved Christmas.
Absolutely.
So in 1957, you got a lot of both of those things from Elvis.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes leaves start falling. That's when those blooming breezes start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. Have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate. Hot dog. leaving when you went away. But now you're coming home to stay, hot dog. Soon everything will be all right, hot dog. We're gonna have a ball tonight. I got a pocket full of dimes. It's gonna be just like old times, hot dog. You went away and every day was a misery. But now you're coming back to me, hot dog. My heart is gonna go insane, hot dog. When you come walking off the train, oh, how lonely I have been. But when that Santa Fe pulls in, hot dog.
A blue suede connection will be right back.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Baby, let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Yep, and after that song came out and the movie came out, he was swamped.
I know.
With teddy bears.
Exactly. Oh, boy. What's he going to do with all them?
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, of Blue Suede Connection. Today we are featuring the year 1957. You know, we did a show set in 56 where it all began, and we had to follow that up and say, what went on after that big explosion in 1956? So, hence, that
exactly.
is what we're doing today. And
exactly.
here in hour number two, TL is going to share more of that timeline on what Elvis was doing in 1957. And
mm-hmm.
I'll share different things like useless stuff like this right here, the top fashion icons of 1957. These are the ladies. Now, one of these ladies, I know Elvis kind of had the hots for and would love to have worked
Ooh,
with her.
Really?
I'm going to see if you can guess which one it is, and I'll read the list here. Here we have Doris Day, Bridget Bardot, Sophia Loren, who he's had pictures with, Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, Liz Taylor, Jane Mansfield, Kim Novak, Betty Page, and Julie Catwoman Newmar.
Oh, wow.
Now, one of those ladies, he says in an interview, they asked him about her, who was one of his favorite female leading ladies was, and he mentions this woman's name.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't remember, do you?
I'm bouncing between Kim Novak.
You need to listen to Blue Suede Connection more, young lady.
Wait. Okay.
Well, you got it. It was Kim Novak.
Was it? Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
He kind of embarrassingly says Kim Novak.
I remember the interview.
All right. One of the big top icons of the 1950s, and he was a good friend of Elvis, always said great things about him, was Carl Perkins. Let's hear from him.
I think any time that you come in with a new music and a new way of presenting yourself, nobody moved. Elvis didn't copy anybody. I mean, think about it. He originated most of the things he did and didn't know what he was doing at first. He was very nervous. People say to me a lot, even now, they say, Carl, when is this Elvis mystique going away? I mean, well, it's history. I mean, if you're going to tear the pages out on Presley, you're going to have to jerk one or two out on Washington. I mean, the boys in the history book. Because he gave America what they needed at the time. The 50s was a great era.
Elvis has got that beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Blue Suede Connection is rocking and rolling, baby.
Strong to hide. Always lived very quiet life. I ain't never did no wrong. Now I know that life without you has been too lonely, too long. One night with you.
I'm through.
Song right there. Got a little rhythm and blues going on there. A little rock and roll.
That's
I love
awesome,
it.
Awesome, yeah.
Another one of my favorite Elvis songs from the 50s, One Night With You.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer that or do you like One Night of Sin better?
No, One Night With You. Yeah. I know. I sound I so know. Typical.
That's all right. That's all right. Yes, that's fine. I'm sure most people would agree with you.
Yeah.
I think One Night of Sin is a little bit more raw. Yeah. Sort of sounding. But,
well, it is. Yeah. And the wording, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you know, Ed Sullivan played a big part in Elvis's life. And, mm-hmm. you know, we all shared the story many times about how they didn't want him in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fell and he said, I've got to have him now because my ratings are dying. And Milton's had him. Steve's had
Everybody's
him.
Everybody's beating
Dorsey's
me
have had
ratings.
Him. Yeah, they're all killing me. So I got to get him on. So Elvis did several appearances in 1956. And, of course, Sullivan was the last live shows he did in 57 there
right,
as far as
right.
TV is concerned.
Uh-huh.
So let's do a little live set from some of those Sullivan appearances and hear from George Klein up front first, GK, as he's
nice.
Known in the Elvis circle, his buddy.
Elvis didn't know in advance that they were going to shoot him from the waist up. I think that would have upset him had he known that. And he probably, at that point of his career, he was starting to express points of situations before he kept very quiet. But when he started making those big-time network TV shows, Elvis started giving his ideas and his input. And I think had they told him that they were only going to shoot him from the waist up, he might have complained a little bit. Elvis wasn't a complainer, but he might have said something to Colonel Parker about it. But I think the best thing to do with Elvis was just let him do his thing and then afterwards discuss it with him. And that's what they did. Elvis was pretty smart about show business. He really analyzed things. He thought at first that it was kind of ridiculous and silly, but after talking to Colonel Parker, he realized it was a great ploy, that it really was...
Well, when am I blue? Memories that linger in my heart. Memories are gonna make my heart go. Well, you know, someday they're gonna live against the heart. And my blue moon.
Thank you.
I'm all alone. You can come around and please don't tell the phone. Don't be hard to find. Maybe I'm a million man. Something I'm mad to say. Please let's forget the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be hard.
Or the world had never seen anything like that.
I'm telling you,
especially
my Lord.
On national television. He brought the house down right there.
Mm.
That was from 1957, his version of Hound Dog on Sullivan. All right, the year is 1957. Other than Sullivan, these were the top 10 shows of 1957. This is what America was watching. Number 10, You Bet Your Life. Number 9, December Bride.
Right.
Number 8, Restless Gun. I've never heard of some of these. I heard of December Bride, but Restless Gun, no.
Huh.
Number 7, The Electric Theater. Number 6, The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, I've Got a Secret. Number 4, Westerns Were a Big Deal, Man. Have Gun, Will Travel. Number 3, Talks of Wells Fargo.
Oh.
Didn't know that was a show. Number 2, The Danny Thomas Show. And the number 1 show was a Western. It was called Gunsmoke. I think we've all heard of that one. But here's a funny thing about 1957. An iconic show ended, I Love Lucy.
Oh, I love yep, I Love Lucy.
That was the final season for I Love Lucy, but it was the birth of another legendary show that went on for many, many years called Leave It to Beaver.
Mm.
So we lost Lucy and gained the Beaver. There you go. It makes sense, I guess. I don't know. Times were a-changing, as always. We must move on. And Lucy didn't care. She had so many hits after that. You know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. She was a star.
That she was. You're a star, baby. You're a star on here on Blue Suede Connection.
Okay.
In fact, in your starring role, you're going to share some more timeline information coming up in a little bit.
All right.
And also, you've got a cool story you're going to share from Mr. Billy Smith, Elvis's cousin.
Yep.
And that's all happening right here, right now. Say it with me, baby, on Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
In the Milky Way tonight, but the way you act, you never would know it's there. So baby, time's a wasting, a lot of kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. Got a lot of living to do, oh, a lot of loving to do. Come on, baby, make it fun, it takes two. Whatever do we do with a lady? There's a balmy little breeze that's a whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to bid your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing, but up real close and be my little heart. Got a lot of living to do. Funny takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. And there's no one who better than you would do with a lady. Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen, but you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you near. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? Got a lot of living to do. Got a lot of loving to do. Come on, baby, to make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Got a lot of loving to do. And there's no wonder who would rather do it with a lady. And there's no wonder who would rather do it with a lady.
You know, the movie versions are different sometimes than the recorded versions, you know, these songs. like listening to that, I was ready to hear him. And there is no one I'd rather do it.
Yeah, right.
You know, but
you get used to the whole. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a great version. All good stuff here on Blue Suede Connection today. It's 1957. All the great music that went on after the big explosion in 56.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very busy time for the hottest young man in the world at this point, I would have to say, would be Elvis, I would think.
Right, yeah.
And so with that being said, maybe give us some more detail on the timeline. What was going on?
Sure. So we're going to jump to, so we ended in April, and I don't really know. There's no May information.
Right.
So I'm not sure what he was doing
maybe
in May.
Maybe he actually slept for 5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. So we're going to jump over to June, mm-hmm. and Elvis begins to make an appearance at Russwood Park. He did not sing. He was there to support St. Jude's Hospital.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah, so he had some great photograph opportunities with Lou Costello and Jane Russell.
I've seen that picture. I think Lou's biting his clothes or something, or biting Elvis' jacket. Yeah.
The end of July, we're going to jump to July now. He's back in the recording sessions again at the MGM soundstage this time.
Uh-huh.
So once again, recording more for movies. August, he is, Elvis welcomes house guest starlet Venetia Stevenson to Graceland. So he gets, I think that's those famous photos of that blonde that's out. Yeah. So they're working his Hollywood image, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-August, Elvis enjoys a 2.5-hour shopping spree at Lansky Brothers on Beale Street in Memphis. So he's getting his wardrobe all set up.
Buying the duds.
He goes back to the West Coast for a tour. August 29th, he starts to tour. He goes actually up where I'm from in the Memorial Stadium in Spokane, Washington, which I've shared those pictures before.
Mm-hmm, right.
It goes back over August 31st to the Empire Stadium in Vancouver, Canada. He's at the Lincoln Bowl in Tacoma, Washington. And September 2nd, he's in Multnomah Stadium in Portland, Oregon. Again, my part of the world. So exciting. I've looked at all those photos. It's really awesome. End of September, he is back in the recording studio once again in Hollywood.
He is a busy boy.
Exactly. Then he ends up, so there's nothing from, let's see. Yeah, so he goes from the Hollywood Record Studios, and in October he's in California for a tour. He does San Francisco, Oakland, the Pan Pacific Auditorium in LA all through October. November, mm-hmm. he's still touring, but he's over in Hawaii this time for the Honolulu concert.
Oh, yeah, we see pictures from that.
Yeah, yeah. Post Bowl Barracks, the last two concerts of the 50s were November 11th, 10th and 11th. Then December, he steps back into Sun, actually.
Ah, visits.
After picking up his draft notice.
Oh.
He gets the draft notice and he goes to Sun. Probably needs to talk to friends about that one.
Right.
So, December 22nd, Elvis presents Colonel Tom with a Christmas gift, which is a little red sports car.
Okay.
December 22nd, Elvis visits with Ferlin Husky and Farron Young at the Opry. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Did not know about that. On Christmas, Elvis celebrates his Christmas holiday at Graceland with family and friends. It's one of the last ones he does because by March of 58, he's inducted into the United States Army.
Oh, well, and he served well, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to it.
I don't want my heart to be broken, but it's the only one I've got. So, darling, please be careful, even though I care a lot. Darling, please don't break my heart, I beg of you. I don't want no tears to fall, you know I hate to cry. But that's what's bound to happen if you ever say goodbye. Darling, please don't say goodbye, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You've got me at your mercy, but I'm in love with you. So please don't take advantage, 'cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Make me know you love me
you. So please don't take advantage, 'cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you.
People like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Sail into the stores, buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. Now Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Another great song from Loving You, a whole minute and a half of Have a Party. You know, we love here on Blue Suede Connection to play these young upcoming artists when they have things to share about Elvis. And we play a lot of them, like Bruno Mars and different people like that. Well, there's a young fella you may not have heard of yet. His name's Keith Richards, and he plays for a band called the Rolling Stones. He's a very young guy. He likes to party a lot and smoke and drink.
I haven't heard of him.
He had some thoughts on Elvis, and here he is.
Oh, my Lord.
I guess they're the first white band that anybody heard of with a good lead singer that was saleable that could actually play black, sound like black. They had the rhythm, that fluidity, which white music, especially then, didn't have. Whereas the beautiful thing, I think, about Elvis is that, well, he's just sort of turned everybody into everybody. It's not, it doesn't matter, you know, is the guy black or white anymore, or, you know, if, and maybe even you can do it.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby.
You know that I've spoken.
forgive you. Say our love is just a game, and when you hear my name, you say I'm from a strange world. But is it so strange to be in love with you? Is it so strange that I love you more than all the world? Is it so strange I have no eyes for any other girl? Oh, won't you take me back and say that you still love me? To waste a love like ours would be a sin. Let us kiss again. And take me from this strange world that I'm living in. I am just a lonesome cowboy, and I'm traveling all alone. I ain't even got a nickel to call my baby on the phone.
Ride, ride, ride. Just beyond the mountain lies a city, and I hear it call. Saddle up and ride, you lonesome cowboy. Here is where you'll find your destiny.
Destiny.
In my dreams the lights shine bright and pretty, near to me and yet so far. Will I always be a lonesome cowboy? Now my only reaching for a star.
For a star, for a star, for a star. Ride,
ride, ride, ride.
Ride along, cowboy.
Cowboy, cowboy.
Sing,
sing, sing, sing.
Sing your song, cowboy.
Really see the lights in the shine.
Shine.
Gotta find what lies beyond the mountain. Gotta open tight that dream of mine.
Dream of mine, dream of mine, that dream of mine.
I am just a lonesome cowboy. And I'm traveling. Alone. If you don't call me baby, then I'm never coming home. Then I come home.
There you go. The big dramatic song from Loving You.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Lonesome Cowboy. You know, if you think about it, Loving You was the first time America and the world got to see Elvis in living color.
Right, right.
The first colored movie he did, yeah, because the first one was obviously Love Me Tender, 56, black and white.
Uh-huh.
And they'd only seen him on television, so you got to see the dyed hair for the first time.
Uh-huh.
That. You know, speaking of movies, 1957 was a big year for films, and here were the big ones. The Seventh Seal, The Incredible Shrinking Man, Bridge Over the River Kwai, A Face in the Crowd, Paths of Glory, 12 Angry Men, one of our favorites, An Affair to Remember.
Oh, love it.
Old Yeller, I Was a Teenage Werewolf, and a couple of films called Jailhouse Rock and King Creole by some young guy. All right, they were the big movies. Now, when we come back, baby, you got a little story you're going to share from Billy Smith.
Absolutely.
Cousin Billy Smith. That's all going to happen right here on Blue Suede Connection. We'll be right back after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved. You are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, move along.
Down in New Orleans at the Golden Goose, I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. While I did that music, but she said me too. I said, pretty baby, come on and let it do.
Rock, Dixieland rock, Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Dixieland rock.
Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. And with the blue light shining on the swinging hips, you got the drummer so nervous that he lost the sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat. The drum gonna hit him while the poor cat sat. Dixieland
rock, Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Dixieland rock.
Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. Ah. When the clock struck four, but she said, no, daddy can't leave the floor. She wore a clinging dress that fits so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night.
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
early Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock for me. Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me.
Another great song from a great movie, a great soundtrack, Dixieland Rock there on Blue Suede Connection. All right, baby, we've been talking about this. You got a little story you're going to share from Elvis's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to give kudos to the Smith family because they've done a lot of projects there on YouTube.
Right.
And, you know, Danny's kind of taking the helm now, him and his wonderful wife, Teresa. They do a little thing every day. yeah. where Danny shares and answers questions, and they have fun with that. But we love the Smith family, and we're glad they're all happy and living and doing a good thing out there.
Still living right there in Memphis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All righty. So Billy shared a story recently on the Elvis Fans Matter YouTube channel story about a very interesting event that Elvis had with a complete stranger. And once again, I love these stories because it just shows us Elvis's kind heart.
Right.
And which his generosity being the most important thing. So one day, Billy says they were riding around in Elvis's limousine, and they passed an old black gentleman and his wife who were trying to push a truck full of wood that had broken down on the side of the street.
Right.
So Elvis had them pull over and stop, of course, and he got behind them and he offered to help. And so struggling, apparently the gentleman did not recognize Elvis, and Elvis offered to push the truck with his limousine. Kind of interesting, yeah. But it didn't quite work out, and so he said, hey, he offered to have the old man get in the car and give him a ride, and he took him to Oakley Ford car dealership in Memphis. And Billy recalled, he bought this guy a new truck, and I thought that old man was going to faint. I couldn't believe it. As he signed the papers for the truck, the car salesman said, Mr. Presley, is there anything else? And then the old man realized who had been so nice to him.
Right, right.
But the generosity didn't end there. Elvis told the old man to drive his new truck back to his old truck, where he would meet him there. Apparently, Elvis and Billy helped that gentleman unload all the wood from the old truck into the new truck. The dazed old man said, Mr. Presley, I don't know how to thank you. Do you want that old truck? Elvis replied, no, but you could get something for it. Then he said, well, okay, I can't believe this. I hope I don't get so excited that I wreck my new truck. To which Elvis said, now be careful, don't do that. However, this wasn't quite the end of the story, Billy said.
It doesn't end there.
Now, Elvis turned to the old man and gave him $500 in cash.
Wow.
And told him to go to do whatever he needed with it. He said, this will help you too. And the old man said, thank you, Mr. Presley. Lord bless you.
Wow.
And Elvis was truly blessed.
What a story. Thank you, Billy Smith, for sharing that one. Thank you for allowing us to share it.
I hadn't heard that one, so.
Yeah, good stuff right there, man. You got to love Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Just not for just the music and his, you know, all the great stuff he gave us, but for his heart.
For who he was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
If you find your sweetheart in the arms of a friend, that's when your heartaches begin. When dreams of a lifetime must come to an end, that's when your heartaches begin. Find your sweetheart in the arms of your best friend, brother. That's when your heart aches begin. And you know, when all your dreams of a lifetime must all come to an end. That's when your heart aches
me. For you see, love is a thing that you never can share. And you know, when you bring a friend into your love affair, that's the end of your sweetheart. That's the end of your friend. Well, that's when your heart aches. Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again sometime? Have I told with whom I'd like to share my love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Telling you now.
Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream is somehow. Have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My heart would break in two if you should lose me. I'm no good without you, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you, my heart would break in two. I'm no good without you, anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Well, darling, I'm telling you. Let the stars fade and fall, and I won't care at all, as long as I have you. Every kiss brings a thrill, and I know that it will, as long as I have you. Let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take the love that I bring, then I'll have everything, as long as I have you. Let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take the love that I bring, then I'll have everything, as long as I have you. As long as I have you.
as long as I have you.
Well, baby, it's come to that time once again where we have to say goodbye. But I will share those good words before we officially do it.
Okay.
But before I share those words, why don't you share some of your words with our fine friends out there?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. We're so excited every week to be here. And I say this every week. But just don't forget to come over to BlueSwayConnection.com and check out all the new stuff coming. Guys.
Absolutely. And come like us on YouTube and subscribe and like all of our videos and talk to us on there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Say it with me, baby. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time,
same bat channel.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack. Before I'm evil, my middle name is Billy. Well, I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone, because I'm you mess around with me. I'll leave a little laugh at me. So don't mess around with me.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.